Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
There's a lot going on in the city, as there usually is, and for that we give you the great Dawn Stensland.
And good morning, Kale and Company News Live, 7 a.m. edition, this Tuesday morning, January 28th. We are sponsored this morning by Meineke. We've talked a lot this morning about the fallout following the huge Eagles celebrations on Sunday. We have four police officers injured. We have multiple people who were shot, who died. And some may be in critical condition, life-threatening injuries to some of those who were celebrating a little bit too much, especially if they were jumping off of things like flags on poles or off of higher stages. So we're following all of that for you. It looks like none of the injuries that officers, law enforcement, suffered, a lot of those officers were in riot gear. They had their black helmets, their shields on, but still suffered injuries because some of them were directly assaulted, even with bottles, things of that nature, assaulted in the head and the face. And so wishing them well. But the mayor had come out quite strongly, Mayor Parker, saying, hey, it's great that we all celebrate together, but you must celebrate responsibly. And we've been following that for you as those images have gone viral. We've also talked about the investigation by Philadelphia police this morning about a shooting inside that Frankford Lounge, leaving one man dead, two others injured, very seriously injured with gunshot wounds, a shootout inside a banquet hall. So we've been talking about that this morning as well and trying to get the details from police on anything else. We know that the ballroom shooting, they did have video inside and outside. So we expect that perhaps as they search for answers, we'll see some of that video. We also have a Pennsylvania couple charged after their twin teenagers were found extremely malnourished and extremely thin. This is the Lehigh County DA's office.
Oh, no.
Releasing this. So these parents are charged with felony counts of endangering the welfare of children. Pennsylvania State Police were called in responding to this Lower McCungie Township home for a report of a 15-year-old boy. And he was in the neighborhood. They noted this was when the temperatures, it was January 22nd when this actually happened. Mm-hmm. We're just hearing about the charges because they're releasing the information now.
You're saying Lower McCungie?
Yes, sir.
I know it well.
So in this one, we were in the single digits with wind chills hovering around zero at the point that this naked boy, very thin, is seen outside. And he was allegedly...
How old is he?
15.
I was going to ask, is this a special needs child? Because I would imagine if you do not have any impairments or disabilities at 15,
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that the parents' fault that you're out there naked? What the hell's wrong with you?
This is an allegation of abuse. Oh, that they've been starving these kids. That's the allegation. So the 15-year-old knocks on the neighbor's door naked, shivering, and looks like he's, you know, from some kind of a refugee. You know,
he's
been starved.
Of course.
And that obviously would affect your brain health.
Yeah.
Among other things.
Of course.
So the neighbors bring him inside, you know, wrap him in a blanket, and they said, quote, he would not stop eating. They fed him. And they just were trying to take care of him. They call Pennsylvania State Police who come in. So the officers were able to, you know, make contact with the teen's twin brother, who also said that their stepfather and mother forced them to walk around naked, denying them food and water, forced the teens to sleep on the floor with one blanket to share. And by all the descriptions, it's a horrible
If this is proven true, that the parents need the severe punishment.
Firing squad?
At least.
Yeah.
Well, listen to this. These kids, these are 15-year-old boys. 15. They were taken to a nearby... The police immediately took them to the hospital. The boys... How much does your son weigh? How much does Dylan weigh?
47 pounds?
40, he's a little... he's not a toddler anymore. He's four.
Yeah, he's tall, so he's going to be a big kid.
So, Greg, these teenage 15-year-olds, they weighed 53 and 55.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know how that's humanly possible.
Oh, my God.
53 pounds I mean, this, 15?
Yeah. These parents are clearly guilty of this, end them.
I mean, and here's the thing. I mean, this is why they have children's homes and adoption. If you don't like, if you're a scumbag and you don't want to be a good parent or at least be a presence in your kid's life, hand over custody of the child to the state, right? I mean, my wife had to deal with this stuff. She would go into houses like this. That's why she got out of it. Child sexual abuse and parental abuse, all sorts of stuff.
I mean, God bless her and the people who do those jobs. They're difficult jobs and important ones.
Temple University has a great social work program if that's your calling in life. So, doesn't pay well, but you get good benefits.
As far as the parents who are accused and charged, facing obviously many abuse charges, felony charges, their names are, Joshua and Tracy DeChant. They are expected to make the $75,000 bail, according to authorities. Their preliminary hearing is upcoming. It's scheduled for February 3rd in Lehigh County Central Court, where we no doubt will get more details on this.
That's it? $75,000 bail?
For bail.
Did you read the actual charges of what they're being charged? I think you said child endangerment. I'm assuming those are felonies?
Yeah, they are two felony counts each of endangering the welfare of children.
Yeah.
Now, as the investigation proceeds, will there be other charges presented? I don't have that information.
Okay. All right.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, God. These parents are just...
Wretched humans. How do you do that to anybody, much less your own flesh and
blood?
You're
a sick human. Yeah. You're a sick human, and you deserve to be taken off the... Allegedly. And you deserve to be taken off the face of the earth. God, I hate that we have to be responsible broadcasters.
I do, too.
I do. I just
hate responsibility, period.
I would let everything fly if I could.
Same here.
Other news of the day, Whole Foods Market. Why is Whole Foods Market in Philadelphia making national news? Well, workers here at the Whole Foods Market in Philadelphia voted to unionize yesterday, becoming the first group of employees to pull off a labor win at the Amazon-owned grocery store chain.
Do you ever shop at Whole Foods?
Sometimes.
Yeah. So they're owned by Amazon, huh?
Bezos, right?
Oh. So they have all that buying power and they're still super pricey.
Well, some things they are.
Okay.
But things like produce, there are some things that are actually cheaper than Aldi. Depends on what it is.
Okay.
But you got to, make multiple trips.
Don't know that I've ever actually gone inside of a Whole Foods in my life. Seen them many times. Don't think I've ever gone in. Yeah. Don't think I have.
You need to get out more, brother. Everybody laughs at me, but like the stuff you haven't seen, you're like,
or done in my life.
Never gone into a Whole Foods. I mean, like, look.
Never saw All in the Family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sheltered life.
So, employees at the store, it's not so far from, where would it be? Like, not so far from the art museum.
Okay.
It's basically around 2101 Pennsylvania Avenue in Philadelphia. So they cast 130 votes, or about 57% of the ballots cast, in favor of joining a local chapter of the United Food and Commercial Workers International Union for the purpose of collective bargaining.
Okay.
So 100 workers rejected the motion.
Yeah. All right. I'm jotting down all the grocery stores that I've actually been to in my life.
Oh, boy.
Giant, Aldi, ShopRite, Wegmans, Acme. I've never been to Whole Foods. It's the other one I'm missing.
Have you ever been to, like, a Costco or Sam's Club?
Yep. My wife has a membership at Sam's.
BJ's.
I've been to BJ's Wholesale.
Okay.
Yep. And just Whole Foods, I think. Never gone into one.
Yeah. ShopRite?
ShopRite, yes. ShopRite was a big Lehigh Valley chain back in the day. They used to compete with Giant.
So I know we have a ton of Trump news. I had headlined one that Trump says that he wants to do the construction of an Iron Dome-like shield for the United States of America, and said yesterday that it's a top priority, and he's calling for immediate work to be done on the project before he went ahead and signed the executive order.
Well, it's pretty fascinating and borderline unacceptable that Israel has some semblance of their Iron Dome. Remember when we were talking about Iran and those missile attacks and Israel defending itself over the last 18 months? Kind of hard to believe that we're not at the same level as far as defense technology as Israel is.
Well, they have to be. They're surrounded. By the way, it's day 480.
Ugh.
I'm going to start doing this at least once a day to say it's day 480 that the hostages are still being held by Hamas. I know that they're working out the deal.
By the way, the deal sucks.
It does suck.
It does.
200 Hamas terrorists for four. I'm not putting the price. I'm not putting, you know, those family members, those four people. Yes, we need to get them home. But, like, that's a bad deal.
I agree. What are we, trading for Patrick Mahomes?
Well, and then the other thing is, was it yesterday that we learned that at least eight of the 33, the initial 33, they've confirmed are deceased?
Yep. You can keep updated with that. You do the day tracker in the Middle East. I'll do the ICE tracker. Last night, as of 12 hours ago, ICE on January 27th made 1,179 arrests and 853 detainers were lodged.
Wow.
ICE daily stats.
And those stats are great stats. Also, there's some video. I thought I sent it to Phil, but if I didn't, I will. But there's video of Border Patrol on the Texas border actually engaging in gunfire. They put reportedly explosives, so the cartels and Border Patrol, literally there's a battle going on.
I read the report where there was gunfire exchange on both sides, although there was no casualties, and apparently nobody was struck on either side. So it's just like a shooting in Philadelphia where bullets are flying around in ballrooms.
Oh my god. So we have that going on. There's so much news, and you want to get to Jim Acosta, and we'll tease that, right?
We can get to that right now. What do we have? We have seven. We're going to what? 20 soccer?
Okay.
What
so don't tell people. Let's just stop. Jesus mighty.
Yeah, let's go.
Lord. Not every thought in your head needs to come out over the air.
We're on Twitter.
Oh, my God.
Stream of consciousness. So yeah, let's get to Acosta. Go ahead, because I don't know what you're talking about, other than possibly this is him being relegated to midnight, which I might end up being on at midnight if I keep it up.
Nick, I know, Greg, you're going to be sad. Well, the word is, he is, and I'm out of here.
I told you that last week.
He's done.
He said that if you put me to midnight, I'm quitting.
So, pulling the plug.
So he was on at what time? I don't even know. I should know,
like,
this.
Midnight or something, right?
Well, he was in the 10 a.m. slot, and I gave you the story last week with their lineup changes on Friday that Wolf Blitzer is out of the nighttime evening dinner hour blockish, and he's in at 10 a.m., and then Tapper's going longer, so they make Tapper from 4 to 5 p.m., and now he's on, I think, 5 to 7, and they were going to put Acosta in the graveyard shift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now the
word is... To throw a bone to Trump, because Trump hates him.
Yeah.
But the word is, and if you don't remember who he is, and I know you all do, but he earned the name Chief Antagonist for his nasty, rude style oftentimes, that he just would interrupt the president. And even irked colleagues, especially the print colleagues, who then did not get called upon.
Sure. Now, when he was on that beat, so to speak, wasn't it both Jim Acosta and Caitlin Collins, kind of like Heinrich and Ducey?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you are.
And they both end up getting shows, and they're both terrible as hosts.
Well, yes, exactly. CNN is in such a dumpster fire mode. I mean, you can say MSNBC, but at least there's a brand there. CNN has no idea what the hell they're doing.
They have no identity.
They have Walter Sterling, who does a fabulous show here at night, did a comparison. Like, CNN's daily viewers is like 500,000. Like, can you imagine that? That's a national TV broadcast.
Mm-hmm. Is it even that? I saw somebody say it was, what if they were comparing it to the size of, like, Toledo or something. And it was a great analogy.
Toledo.
They need to, their new boss there, kind of, apparently, from what I've heard, and I have inside sources, apparently there is, they had like this all hands on deck meeting where they were basically saying, like, if we don't change and adapt, we will go away.
Right. Well, that's why they're trying to be this digital presence. That, yeah. that won't work. You just can't keep rearranging the deck, right?
I agree. It's like, well, it was Jim Acosta that was the problem, yeah. or it's Caitlin Collins, or it's this person, that person is the problem. No, yeah. the whole...
But as Dawn says, they all have contracts, and they're all guaranteed these big payouts not to work. So what do you do?
Right.
From yeah. top to bottom, they just need to... Yeah. They need to find a new way to do business and adapt in 2025.
That's right.
You know, to 2025.
Yep. Poor Jimmy.
So he's... it looks like he's out. It was going viral that... Reportedly, he's out of there. They're laying off. They announced, what, last Thursday?
Yeah, 200 or something.
200 plus people. Yeah. And it's a percentage of their workforce yeah. because they're basically bleeding out.
The problem is all the people that they laid off are probably not ones that control content
nope.
or, you know what I mean?
And live paycheck to paycheck.
Exactly. That's the problem with all this. It's always the working class people that get screwed.
Yep.
While, you know, big bosses make really bad decisions or hosts who shouldn't be hosting shows or, you know what I mean, tanking the network.
Yeah.
Thank you. I have a lot of thoughts on this. I could go in there and clean that.
You could be like a media doge.
Yeah. I could
we'll call it so.
Oh man. Oh man.
Stalker broadcast government efficiency.
Stalker. Well, we have Doge news too, but I'll get out of this newscast. All right. So as far as the forecast for you,
yeah.
we do have some snow squalls that may be moving through, so maybe affecting traffic. But today it looks like today is quite warm for our high, 42 degrees. The sun will come out. That's after these morning snow squalls, some snow showers, and a gusty, breezy day today and tomorrow. But tomorrow for your Wednesday, I mean, 49 degrees and partly sunny skies.
That's might go for a bike
quite
ride
amazing.
Tomorrow. Yeah, I'm going to start training. Wow.
Yeah, by the way, I gave Road Warrior my bike.
Tuning it up?
Last week. We met at an undisclosed location.
Uh-oh.
You know, he's a private guy.
Yeah, yeah.
As am I.
He's rogue.
So we met at an undisclosed location in our black hats, and I gave him my bike. He's going to tune it up for me, and I'm gonna start the training as soon as I get it back.
Fake glasses and a fake mustache.
I think I'm getting it back in a couple weeks.
Good boy.
Sweet.
Uh-huh.
Maybe Kale, you and I can go out and bike ride together.
Wait, anything I can do to actually hang out with you for once. You're a hard guy to book.
We are sponsored by Meineke. When you step on your brakes, do you hear a squeal or that grinding noise? Don't wait. Take your car to your locally owned and operated Meineke, and their expert technicians are going to diagnose the problem. Find a location near you, Meineke.com. Kale and Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. 855-839-1210. We'll get to a couple of things on the media front on the other side. Fetterman on The View and the media analysis, or lack thereof, when you compare side by side the coverage of the Trump pardons to the Biden pardons. We'll do that when we come back. But first, a word from our friends at the Piazza Auto Group. And we are talking about the 2025 Hyundai Tucson. It is the brand's most popular SUV. Bold new design with plenty of cargo space. And the standard all-wheel drive has great gas mileage that will keep you prepared for any adventure. It also protects you and your family with a best-in-class safety rating. You might be at an Eagles game. Next thing you know, people are acting up. You're going to want to be in a very safe vehicle. Visit Piazza Hyundai of Pottstown right off of Route 422 or Piazza Hyundai of Westchester. I'll be heading out that way this week on Route 202. Online anytime, PiazzaHyundai.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire. Plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now, Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic. It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Things in the world of media, and I know, Dawn, you do a lot of different media analysis type things on your show, and we certainly touch on it here as well. This is not a surprise by any stretch, but it again goes to show you the bias from all of the major news networks that most people don't even consume anymore. The Post-Millennial putting out the story after Media Research Center did their analysis, where on the same day, remember this, Joe Biden pardoning family members dating back a decade. So we're talking back to, I believe, at some point in 2014. The same day Donald Trump was pardoning individuals from J6, the discrepancy in media coverage was a 43-minute advantage in favor of Joe Biden. By that, I mean the media, the networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC spent a total of 46 minutes of airtime compared to Joe Biden's family pardons, which got all of 3 minutes. Media Research Center, according to their analysis, looked at ABC News, CBS News, and NBC News. Now, I do not think that includes MSNBC, so that would be just NBC News like Channel 10 when you see the national stuff in the evening at 6 p.m. This was Inauguration Day, January 20th, through the morning of January 22nd. So that would have been last Wednesday, if my calendar is correct. Despite both sets of pardons being issued on the same day, the coverage was far from equal. The analysis found that ABC, CBS, and NBC spent 46 minutes and 32 seconds. Those 32 seconds are very important on Trump's pardons, compared to just 3 minutes and 32 seconds on Biden's preemptive pardons. Those would include ABC's Good Morning America and World News Tonight. Is that the David Muir broadcast, World Yes. News Tonight? Okay. CBS Mornings and CBS Evening News, as well as NBC's Today Show and NBC Nightly News. And when you go back and you think about the obsession with January 6th for the media, for the Democrat Party, and I was jotting down the talking points this morning. These are the five or six things they told you in the mainstream media leading up to the election. Trump is Hitler. January 6th is on par with 9/11 and December 7th, 1941. They gave you LGBTQ talking points, climate change, abortion. Joe Biden is fine. His brain is still clicking on all cylinders. And the stock market is off the charts, which, you know, when you go back and you look at it, it was. But when you're not feeling it with the economy, it doesn't matter what you tell me about the stock market. And then when you look at Trump's platform, it was economy, border, energy, crime, wars, free speech, weaponized government, and other things as well. But I just jotted these off the top of my head. The media's obsession, and, you know, Dawn, forget Democrats for a second, but I love how the media tries to tell you what you should believe is the most paramount pressing issue. I will never forget that poll that I cited back in September, that when they were asked, what is the first thing that comes to mind when you hear the name Donald Trump? Only 5% of respondents out of maybe 2,000 people that were polled, Only 5% said January 6th. But the media tried to tell you January 6th is the be-all, end-all. That's why you should vote against Trump and for Kamala Harris. And even now, 3 months removed from defeat, they are still talking about the J6 pardons over the Joe Biden pardons. But that should be expected, right? Because we talk about this all the time, the bias by omission and the slant. But it's 46 minutes to 3 minutes. Your thoughts?
I'm not surprised at all. And now I think we'll see a shift. And that's, I think, what we're seeing. I read the CNN situation as they try to figure it all out. I think that he is the sacrificial, I don't know, the goat, if you, not a goat, he can't be a goat. He's the sacrificial animal. Jim Acosta is on CNN. Or Jim, what did I say?
Yeah. I'm just making sure I know who you're talking about. Acosta.
Jim Acosta.
Yep.
So I feel like they purposely put his name out there to say, see, we're doing our own purge, and we're purging of the anti-Trump or the Trump hater, whatever. Because I think, and I don't think it's, I don't know. I don't know that that will do it, because I think that they just have to go back to, like I've said, how many times have I said, go back to doing what you originally did, what every network was supposed to do, is supposed to do. Just do reporting. Just go live. Put all your people out. I would submit to you that Caitlin Collins, they'd be doing her a favor to just not even have her at any anchor desk in that building.
Mm-hmm.
Put her, if she's going to be one of the White House people, right, she's going to be some kind of a correspondent. So put her, make her home base, if you will, right there. And don't bring them back in the building, because there's a problem with their culture in the building.
Sure.
And no matter what anybody says, when you have the earpiece or earpieces in, and there's somebody in your head constantly saying, you can't have to ask, you have to fact check, you have to, and they're constant, I think there's an impact of it. And so I think the more they get them out of the building, out of the culture, and put them on the border, put them where the story is.
And to be honest, I know Republicans want to hear and, you know, learn more and want feet to be held to the fire with Joe Biden and, you know, all of those investigations, you know, Jim Jordan and, you know, connecting the dots, the bank accounts, the money laundering, allegedly, you know, where did these payments come from? Why was a family member getting a check for 10 grand or 40 grand? Things like that. I think at the end of the day, when you go back and you look at all of this the last couple of months and what we had to deal with the last couple of years, you can sit here and argue that at the end of the day, the pardons, it doesn't really move the needle with either side of the political aisle, right? I mean, so in that regard, I don't think whether it's Trump having pardons that he hands out back in office or Biden's pardons on the way out, Americans care about the cost of, you know, what they're paying for groceries and gas, the housing market, things like that. But it's the media coverage. And I bring that up because there's also reports out that Politico and some of the Politico reporters had other stories. And this is almost eerily similar to the New York Post story with Miranda Devine, when Facebook and social media suppressed the sharing of the stories. I believe Politico reporters had stories, had sources, had good information on the Bidens, and some of the higher ups at the company Politico were like, no, you can't run with that.
We have...
we do.
Yeah, this is cut 10. This is former Politico reporters Mark Caputo and Tara Palmieri. Tara Palmieri, I think, used to work for the Biden administration, or maybe the Obama. She's a big Dem. They revealed that their previous employer blocked negative stories about Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and the infamous Biden laptop. Just roll a little bit of this, Phil.
Another great example when Politico did that terrible, ill-fated headline. 51 intelligence agents, or former intelligence agents, say that the Hunter Biden laptop was disinformation.
Right.
Or bore the hallmarks of disinformation. Mm-hmm. Turns out that story was closer to disinformation, because the Hunter Biden laptop appeared to be true.
But then Facebook also pulled all stories down about the Hunter Biden laptop, and I think Twitter did at the same time, too.
Correct. Yeah. They punished the New York Post. It didn't help. I mean, Politico, my former employer, and I knew at the time, didn't do itself any favors. I was covering Biden at the time, and I remember coming to my editor and saying, hey, we need to write about the Hunter Biden laptop. And I was told this came from on high at Politico. Don't write about the laptop. Don't talk about the laptop. Don't tweet about the laptop. Mm. And the only thing Politico wound up writing was that piece that called it disinformation, which charitably could be called misinformation at the least.
Yeah, I mean, I had a hard time. You know, I wrote some pretty serious reporting on Hunter Biden, which actually ended up getting him prosecuted, the story on the gun.
Yeah, and I remember you consulted with me because you did the original report on the gun. And you came to me like, how do I write about this? Like, I'm like, honestly, I don't know.
Because it was hard to get it
done.
You
figured it out.
Yeah. I spent three months on it. I went to the laptop shop and I did all of the reporting in Delaware and I did all of that. But yeah, it had to be 100% nailed down. Mm-hmm. I had everything, the police reports, I'm a solid reporter, but I do wonder if it would have been published a little quicker. Those different type of story.
Wow,
just amazing.
Wow,
I mean, you know, I look at what I do as just opinion, free speech on a microphone. Dawn, you certainly do as well, but I don't pretend to be a journalist. I didn't go to school for journalism. You did. Could you imagine, Dawn, if you were a journalist, let's say for Politico or for any network, whether it was writing, television, or radio, and you had credible sources? And they told you, you can't run with it. I mean, that's rejecting the pure essence of what it means to be a journalist, right? How do you continue on in that profession or for that employer, other than maybe you need the paycheck?
Oh, it happens from time to time. Number one, I will say, I think that's what happened when, Ronan Farrow,
yes.
when he, right? Did, mm-hmm. That's his whole
yep.
deal that ABC had the story. I believe this, that they had the story, as far as, oh my God, the diddler, and now I'm blanking on his name, the Harvey
Weinstein.
Thank you.
Yes.
The diddler. It's like in my brain.
Not the Riddler.
Yeah.
Harvey Weinstein case. So in that case, they had all kinds of evidence. They had the story. It was an incredible story. And it went to the top, reportedly, and was crushed by Biggity Biggs at ABC News. And so what a lot of reporters do, and I will tell you, I've done this before, if it gets quashed for whatever reason, you give it to somebody who can publish it, who can either broadcast it or put it in print. That's what you do, because that's the right, especially with something like, you know, ongoing allegations of somebody who's doing horrible things physically to people and taking advantage of people.
Let me ask you guys a question, and I thought about this because we've had this clip for a couple of days now. Watching it, when I first watched it, my first reaction was, wow, that's interesting. My second reaction was, where were they speaking out about this 4 years ago?
Of course.
5 years ago, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
Why now that it's safe, all of a sudden, is everybody coming out of the mm-hmm. woodwork?
Yep.
I hate safe.
Yep.
I hate safe.
Yep.
Stop with the safe.
Yeah.
If you think something is being done incorrectly or wrong, I believe, especially if you're a journalist, it is your obligation to speak out against
why
it.
Are right. we having, why are we settling on whistleblowers,
yeah.
right? Shouldn't the journalist be the paid professional whistleblower?
I know that's, okay, that's...
Or easier said than done.
You're right, but when it's your job, and a lot of people start looking for another job, but they really like their job, and they like their house, and maybe their wife or their husband really likes their house and the kids are in a good school and they really don't want to move to another city because that's the only option. And so that's why. I mean, the truth is with these people, what that tells me is that you can't just point to the reporter or the on-air person or the journalist. It's a culture.
Yeah.
It's a culture within entire news organizations that's why I call them corporate run or legacy state, because this goes right to the top.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, remember the Norm Macdonald story? Remember that great SNL story about Norm Macdonald at NBC?
With OJ?
With OJ.
Yeah.
And that he was called up by the NBC Biggity Big, who said, Norm, you know, this guy's awkward for me. OJ's a friend of mine. And so, and then for the like rest of his life, in between a bit, he'd go, and OJ, and he had like an OJ. So God bless it, but he was fired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was.
No, I get it.
Once his contract was up, it was freaking Norm Macdonald
was
fired. That's what happens.
Yep.
That's the culture. So change the culture.
But the difference here, not to split hairs, is Norm is in an entertainment role. Although I get it, creative
they
control.
They view it the same, Nick.
Yeah.
That's the problem. These bean counters at the top and those who control these, it's all about the money. It's the moolah.
Yeah.
They don't care. News, comedy, sports, it's all the same. It's all entertainment.
But
there's no more integrity, and that's because corporations bought out local stations. The Answer, FCC, is to go back to having local newspapers, local publications, locally owned stations that are actually not controlled or have to answer to the corporate biggity-bigs bean counters.
Amen.
Then you're going to have some independence.
But here's the shift now. What was the lady's name that we just played? Tara, whatever her name was.
Palmieri.
You know, you look around, and she could probably sit there and say, well, there's some of my, quote, former colleagues in the industry that have written at big-time publications. Barry Weiss, Michael Schellenberger. Yep. Going back to
Matt
the Big
Taibbi.
Take, with, yeah, Matt Taibbi, with the theme of the Big Take of, you know, conservatism, populism, free speech, whatever you want to call it, trending right, becoming more mainstream, acceptable, and what Americans want, I would think Tara Palmieri's got a, there'd be a big market for her to go out there. Who's the one that just left CBS that you always reference? She's out there dropping bombshells all over the place now. Catherine Herridge,
yeah.
Right? I think Americans are tired of being lied to and consuming bought and paid for propaganda, which is why guys like Rogan or what we do here has become so popular.
What's interesting about Tara Palmieri is that she is embedded in, like I just said, she worked for, it was either Biden or Obama. So she has sources in those camps. So she's the best person to break stories like this, because I'm sure she's being told things confidentially that are true because they're coming directly from the source. That's why, in my opinion, it's more important for her, especially her, to come out and say, no, what's happening is not right, and speak out about it. Then not 5 years later when everybody knows the truth already. Mm-hmm.
855-839-1210. If you want to jump in, what is on the cut sheet? You will find out coming up next. Kale and Company rolls on Tuesday morning here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Poll question on YouTube.
Oh, here we go.
Throw it up there,
no
Phil.
Polls.
Old school sink or hand sanitizer? I love the sanitizer.
You do that after you do both? One and two?
I don't do two here. Nah, I wait till I get home for that. But I'm not against that. I mean, I told you I've used
it. Oh, that's disgusting.
I've used the water.
Nobody in this building is ever going to shake your hand again.
That's fine. I'm a Republican. They don't like me to begin with.
What's that called? Gophering? Remember in Caddyshack? It's like a...
Who knows?
Jill writes, Greg, someone really came to you and told you that Nick didn't wash his hands when he left the bathroom? Yes.
Yeah.
That's a tattle.
Yes.
Corporate emails that go
around. Watch out for that person.
Yeah. They just make sure they don't put me on it. I'll be the reply all guy. All right. But yeah, we can do a poll question. Old school soap or in the sink or hand sanitizer, automatic pump. Throw that up there, Phil. And by the way, too, especially during the winter,
right,
when it's 7 degrees,
yeah,
you really want to use that hot, hot, hot water. You get your skin gets all dried out. You look like you have like a
YouTube.com.
You're on Trank in Kensington.
YouTube.com/@1210WPHT. Sink or sanitizer? I'm going to go sink here. There we go.
By the way, this will be another
sink is winning 96%.
Oh, you go move to Portland. Thought this was a real audience.
All right,
let's get to the cut sheet.
How dare you?
What? Sink on the cut sheet.
Did you guys see this video yesterday of Selena Gomez crying?
Yes.
You know Selena Gomez from she's in Only Murders in the Building, which is a Steve Martin Short show, which is hysterical.
Okay.
Love that show.
I get Selena, and I should know this because I have daughters. I get Selena Gomez and Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
And who's the, and the woke Snow White? I get them all mixed up.
Yeah, they all kind of look similar.
They do.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande, by far, has the best voice.
Okay.
By hands down.
Okay.
So she was very upset, crying about the deportations of people going to Mexico. She put this up and then immediately took it down, but that didn't stop the internet.
Okay.
When you look, you can have feelings about things, but to go on Instagram and cry.
I've got to see this.
You haven't seen it yet?
I have not, no.
All right. YouTube.com/@1210WPHD if you want to see it. Where Dawn has joined the chat. Thank you, Dawn.
Here we go. You see, why did you? Now you know what's going to happen.
Because I'm pretty immature.
I got him.
Things I'm not going to.
I got him. Can't stop tweeting. I got you in the chat.
He doesn't wash his hands.
Can we just fixate on our jobs, please?
One day you will craft the perfect show. Until then, you have Kalen coming. cut that one up.
That is amazing. I love you for that. Amen, amen, brother. Okay, Selena Gomez crying. Roll it.
Say that I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. Stop it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
My daughter just texted me. Yeah, definitely Ariana Grande has the better voice. So they're listening on the way to school. So daddy will have to teach them a little bit here.
This is hysterical.
Was that it? Is there more?
No. There's okay. more. I just had to okay. stop it. Because... Okay.
I'll save commentary because I have not seen this yet. Other than that little 2 seconds.
If you're... Okay.
She's... Yeah. All right.
All right.
I need full context.
Keep rolling, Phil. Yeah.
I wanted to say that I'm so sorry. Only people are getting attacked.
My people.
Children.
I don't understand. I'm such a cold-hearted bastard.
I'm so sorry. I wish I could do something, but I can't.
Uh-oh.
I don't know
use some of your money.
What to do. I'll try everything I've...
Justin Bieber wrote the song Love Yourself. My mama don't like you.
You should go and love yourself. Yeah, I remember that song. Yeah, my daughter.
We should just play that underneath this because she loves herself. She's looking at herself now in the camera.
What a narcissistic asshat.
I know.
Or she's mentally ill. Because
well, that too.
Yes. I don't know why else you would go on.
Have you ever cried alone at home and shared it on social media?
Every time I know I have to get up at 4 a.m. I sit there and cry in a
But you cry to your
room.
Wife and you say, console me, honey. What did I do with my career?
I cried to my dog. My dog knew all the secrets.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You know,
but my people, excuse me, Ariana Grande, are you not an American citizen?
No, that's not Ariana.
Who was Selena Gomez.
Okay. Yeah, her too. Are you not an American citizen, Selena Gomez?
Yeah.
Okay. We are your people, the fellow American taxpayers that are documented legal citizens. And then attacked. Who's being attacked? I didn't know being handcuffed and put in the back of a cruiser was attacked. Everybody's under attack, by the way.
By the way, with 121 votes cast so far, you're 94 to 6. 94%
yeah, you can't win everything.
It's unbelievable.
Selena Gomez. Get a grip, lady.
She's
how old is she? We should look this up.
She's
and this is again, once again.
She's mentally ill. I believe she's mentally ill.
Thank God.
Anybody who does that on social media is either Dawn's right, she's craving attention.
She's 32.
She's 32.
Or she's effing crazy.
This is so glorious too that Americans and America rejected all of these celebrity Hollywood elitists this past election. How many of them are coming out to support Kamala Harris? We don't care what you have to say. You are so disconnected from reality, and I don't begrudge any of them, right? The market dictates that they can make millions of dollars. God bless them. I don't care about your political views. You can have them, but you're not in tune with what the bulk of Americans want.
So they played this on Fox News for Tom Holman.
Well, I tell you what, Tom is. Tom loves the tube, doesn't he?
Yeah. It's a great. So that's another question I have. Where he was all over TV yesterday. He was on with Caitlin Collins last night.
Yep.
This but is I'm a good strategy.
With it. I'm good with it. He's getting the results too.
It's a strategy because they want people to self-deport.
Yep,
that's what they want.
Yep.
All right. Roll them talking about this. The video that we just played on Fox News yesterday. Phil, I see you have it in the queue.
Don't know if you've had a chance to see a video that has been going viral over the past hour or so. We're still working to clear it and show it. In fact, the Hollywood celebrity who posted it has now deleted it. I think because probably she faced a lot of backlash for it, noting even the New York Times and Fox News polls show that a majority of American respondents are in favor of deportations of criminals and gang members. She posted a video sobbing. She was crying in it. She said, all my people are getting attacked with the picture of a Mexican flag. Again, she has now taken that down. But what do you say to those who are out there saying that these are everyday people, these are families that are being attacked and dragged out of their homes? How do you respond to that?
I don't think we arrested any families. We've arrested public safety threats and national security threats, bottom line. And look, President Trump won the election on this one issue, securing our border and saving lives. This, what happened on our southern border last four is the biggest national security threat this country's seen, at least in my lifetime, because we got over 2 million known gotaways. We got a 600% increase in sex trafficking. We got a record number of terrorists crossing the border on the terrorist watch list. We have 250,000 Americans dying from fentanyl coming across the open border. We're going to do this job, and we're going to enforce the laws of this country. If they don't like it, then go to Congress and change the law. We're going to do this operational apology. We're going to make our community safer. We're going to save. Once we lock that border on continuous operation, you're going to see fentanyl deaths decrease, illegal alien crime decrease, sex trafficking decrease. It's just all for the good of this nation, and we're going to keep going. No apologies. We're moving forward.
You know, for any female celebrity, entertainer, Hollywood bigwig, musical act, why is it that, and I want to take what Tom Homan just mentioned there specifically with sex trafficking. Let's go just say it's females that are being shipped around illegally for sex trafficking activities. Why does Selena Gomez not speak out about that?
Exactly.
Isn't Selena Gomez all for the cause of women, right? Like, why is it now that the Republican Party is almost the party of feminism, yet the left has ditched things like that in the name of protecting illegal immigrants? I don't get it, especially, and there's no excuse to me, because I say every time on the show, it begins and it ends with the word illegal. I'm not permitting illegal things to just go under the radar, but we're talking about violent animals here, right? And it's not just Mexico. I guess Selena Gomez might be from, her national origin is Mexican. It's all South American countries. It's Asia. It's the Middle East. It's terrorists. It's not just random Mexican people being dragged out of their house and attacked like Selena Gomez is. But by the way, she's got a platform, right? Mm-hmm. She got all those millions of followers on the Snapchats and TikToks of the world. I'm assuming she got a pretty healthy bank account. Sure. Right, get involved, Selena. Instead of crying to yourself.
More from Tom Homan. This is Cut 15, talking about how they started their raids in Chicago. And, you know, how was the reception from the governor, Pritzker, and also the American people? Let's start with Cut 15. I mean, the Chicago people. Roll Cut 15.
So let me ask you a couple of questions about your trip to Chicago. First of all, why did you want to go to Chicago? Will you be going to more cities like Chicago? And what was the reaction like when you talked to local forces there, like the local police?
Well, look, I went to Chicago a couple of times, met with the black pastors, met with the community. They were begging for ICE enforcement action because of the crime in Chicago. I made a commitment to them that we'd be out there. I also made a commitment to the mayor of Chicago that I'm coming to Chicago, even though he said I wasn't welcomed, and along with Governor Pritzker. And plus, just a few days ago, Pritzker did put on social media ICE was in an elementary school. I wanted to make a point that ICE is going to do that job regardless if they're going to help us or not. As far as the local community, nothing but cheers walking through the airport, cheers walking, you know, through the streets. We stopped at a police station to take a nature break, and we went on the road so long, and every uniform in that building walked up, shook our hands, and thanked us for being there and helping them make their communities more safe.
The mayor he's referring to, of course, is Brandon Johnson, who's actually even worse than Lori Lightfoot was. But that's interesting, is you go to a city like Chicago, a sanctuary city, and you know that the majority, 50%+, are on board with this, yet the mayor is resisting it. So the mayor was elected by the people, and he is resisting what the mass majority of citizens that voted in his city want. Ask yourself why. I believe it's voter replacement, and I believe that they have done the math. We talked about the 7 swing states, Illinois not included in that list, but for the sake of this conversation, is they've done the calculus, and they believe that there will be more of an influx of people, 400%, 700%, than those that are disgruntled by this that want it to stop, and it's all about winning future elections. That's the name of the game.
What was the reaction from J.B. Pritzker? Cut 16, Phil, go.
So not only did the CEO of Chicago Public Schools pass off misinformation about U.S. Secret Service agents who were interpreted to be ICE. But listen to what J.B. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, said after that. After a week of Republicans sowing fear and chaos, the first reports of raids in Chicago are at an elementary school, targeting children and separating families is cruel and un-American. To be clear again, These were Secret Service agents running down a threat that was made on TikTok. They were not ICE agents. ICE never went near that school. What do you say to Pedro Martinez and the governor of Illinois, who appear to be not only sowing information, but fear?
Well, Pedro Martinez lied. He lied to the city of Chicago because he knew it was Secret Service agents, because I talked to the people involved. They left their credentials. He knew exactly who were there, so he lied. Again, sowing fear in the immigrant community. And Governor Pritzker, you know, rather than calling ICE and asking us, did this happen or did it not happen, he goes on social media and terrifies elementary schools that ICE agents are walking in there. No, he accuses me of terrifying the community. No, he terrified the community. He terrified the children. You know what ICE did yesterday? They saved children. We arrested 9 sexual predators, many of them child sex predators. We saved children. ICE saved children. We're not going to schools and scaring the hell out of them. Governor Pritzker deserves, he needs to give ICE an apology. What he did was just plain wrong, and by doing that, he put fear in the community that shouldn't have to be there. Children shouldn't have to fear ICE agents walking into an elementary school to arrest them.
J.B. Pritzker looks like he ate Pedro Martinez, by the way. But, you know, I gave you this yesterday in the big take. ABC7 in Chicago reported on Friday that ICE came to an elementary school. And then over the weekend, they came back and said, oh, I'm sorry, misunderstanding. It was not ICE. It was the Secret Service. How do you mistake the Secret Service, that usually are in a certain wardrobe and attire, to ICE? And you know what this is, you know what this really is, and this should really tick off everybody that's pro law enforcement, because ICE is just merely border law enforcement and deportation law enforcement. The continual selling of fear of law enforcement. We're going on 5 years of this now, since George Floyd in May of 2020, where they are spinning the narrative that the cops are the bad guys and the criminals are the good guys. That is bizarro world, upside down logic. Tom Homan and ICE are not the bad guys. Those that allow and this to continue to persist in communities. I'm sorry, but if I was a parent in my neighborhood, there was an illegal immigrant that committed a heinous act on a minor. Who am I going to blame? Am I going to blame cities that have allowed sanctuary statuses to exist? Or am I going to blame Tom Homan? I'm probably going to blame the politician that allows this.
We'll get back to Homan in 1 second. Just an update. Sink or sanitizer?
I'm down by 92 to 8.
The disgusting Nick Kale goes into the bathroom and uses a sanitizer, yep, hand sanitizer, instead of washing his hands. Right now it's 94% to 6% sink over sanitizer.
This is worse than the Commander's Eagles from Sunday. This is a blowout.
Bobby Ott, he responds to you and says, Nick, soap couldn't kill COVID, but hand sanitizer did. You be the judge. I don't know what that means.
I think that's true. I think hand sanitizer can kill COVID.
Eric the Red says, don't need a pull on the hand sanitizer. It's okay after using it on the job. Johnny, otherwise, if there's water and soap, use it.
All right. I've got a 5-minute commercial break. I'm on the move. A lot going on in my mind. You know, I go in, I do a number one, get rid of the coffee, a little sanitizer, get back in my saddle.
I mean, you could also... I don't want to get too graphic here at 8:03 in the morning.
Oh, I love graphic. We love this.
But you could also not touch anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I've seen some of the people that use
hands-free.
Have you seen the elevated door opener?
No. I'm talking about that. I'm talking about you unzip.
And then?
Yeah. Just don't touch it.
Well, I don't. Who says I did?
Just kind of move your body a certain
way.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, jeez. Oh, my thing is.
Oh, it's.
I don't touch it.
It's just a wang.
Homan was also on with Caitlin Collins, where she tried to bring up this whole ICE entering schools thing. That seems to be the new.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is happening.
It's the new boogeyman.
Cut 29, Phil. You have it there? Yeah, cut 29, go.
What we had heard from immigration advocates
is that
this is going to provide a chilling effect to parents in the school.
Caitlin only resonates with the left side of her brain.
It shouldn't be a chilling effect unless your child's a terrorist or a public safety threat. If they are a public safety threat, national security threat, they should be chilled. They should be afraid because we're looking for them.
Well, if their parent is here and they're an undocumented immigrant, I think was more of the argument that they were making.
They're not off the table either. I mean, in a country illegally, they got a problem. I mean, it's not okay. Look, it's not okay to enter this country illegally. It's a crime, and that's the way it's supposed to be. I wouldn't feel comfortable if I'm in Switzerland illegally. So we won't enforce laws in this country. So, you know, the schools and the churches and a sense of location was a policy only for ICE. only for immigration, right? But national security threats and public safety threats have no safe haven in this country, and we'll go where we got to go.
You know what's remarkable from a hypocritical standpoint?
That the sound on that clip sucked?
Yes. I mean, that was...
We should have edited it.
Well, I'll leave that up to you guys. So there are people in this country, specifically Democrats and usually women, that have no problem with what's going on, or I'm sorry, let me take that back. They're triggered over somebody breaking the law illegally when they go to... Think about this. Brittany Griner goes to Russia.
Yeah.
She has weed on her and contraband. She ends up in a Russian penal colony. She broke the law. Was it harsh? The magnitude of it? You think about her celebrity status. Were they trying to make an example of her? I always say, I don't care that it was weed. You're an athlete. You know the venue you're walking into. Russia doesn't play around. So you had liberal women outraged over the fact that Brittany Griner broke the law but had to serve time in jail, but are totally fine with people entering this country illegally. And your spin and your comeback to me is they're invading the schools and the kids are full of fear now. You can't have it both ways. You can't say, well, they did Brittany Griner wrong. She broke the law. She didn't deserve to be in the joint, and then say it's okay to enter this country. So you're more triggered over entering Russia versus this country. Makes no sense to me whatsoever. These people are just, their logic just does, there's no consistency with it. Go ahead, Dawn.
Just real quick here this morning, within less than an hour, the more intense raids are ramping up in New York City. We talked about Boston last week, Chicago. The total number at this point has been updated to nearly 2,700. So if they keep up now at this daily pace, which is about 1,000 people a day, then that will make new records in the nation as far as these kinds of, you know, raids and then deporting folks. So they're ramping this up.
Trump could be at 100. Trump could be at 100,000 by the 100th day at that rate.
Yeah.
Lenny is in Pittman, New Jersey, and he's got some advice for Selena Gomez.
Good morning, guys. How are you? Just a couple comments. I watched that video, and it should be obvious to me that Selena Gomez needs some mental issues or some kind of counseling. That is just totally out of control to me. And I just like to comment on, I live in New Jersey, and it's kind of like Chicago. We got Eddie Murphy. I like to call him Eddie Murphy, as our governor. And, you know, we have a port here that built all these windmills, and now they're taking them apart and, you know, selling them for scrap. He's the one that wanted plastic bags to these big bags. Now they're collecting more trash and creating more of a problem. It just seems over and over again, they just do. They don't listen to the people, and the people are saying, we don't want this stuff, we don't want it, and they just shove it down your throat.
Mm-hmm. You're exactly right, Lenny. Thank you so much for the call. Dawn, just a follow-up to your story in New York, DHS Secretary just confirmed Kristi Noem is in New York as these ICE raids have begun with the Department of Homeland Security. So conceivably, you might have Kristi Noem and Tom Homan in New York right now with these agents.
Yeah, I think this is with the cooperation of Eric Adams, their mayor. But mm-hmm. It's Phoenix, multiple cities in Texas, San Diego, Denver, Miami, Atlanta. I saw one in St. Paul, Minnesota. So they are now ramping this up in cities across the nation.
We need to know when they're coming back here.
Speaking of deportations, I know everybody is crying and like, oh my God, this is the end of the world. What did Democrats used to say about deportation? Mm. Let's go back into the Wayback Machine. Let's start with Cut 17 here. This is a guy by the name of Barack Obama.
I've heard of him.
Have you heard of him?
Yeah.
This is what he said. Cut 17. This is from 2014, November 20th, 2014, to be exact. What did he say about if you're a criminal and in the country illegally? What did he say? Cut 17, go.
If you're a criminal, you'll be deported.
Ah.
If you plan to enter the U.S. illegally, your chances of getting caught and sent back just went up.
Wow.
The actions I'm taking are not only lawful, they're the kinds of actions taken by every single Republican president and every single Democratic president for the past half century.
So Obama's a racist?
What changed?
I don't know. Do we have more tapes Do we have more footage?
Let's go to, this is cut 24, Phil. This is in 2007, a guy by the name of, looking at my paper here, Joe Biden.
Okay, I've heard of him.
Was asked if he would allow sanctuary cities to exist.
Okay.
Sanctuary cities, we know that as being Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
This is what he said back, all the way back in 2007. Roll it.
Would you allow these cities to ignore the federal law regarding the reporting of illegal immigrants and, in fact, provide sanctuary to these immigrants?
The reason the cities ignore the federal law is the fact that there is no funding at the federal level to provide for the kind of enforcement at a federal level you need. Pick up the New York Times today. There's a city not far across the river from my state that imposed a similar sanctions. And what they found out is, as a consequence of that, their city went in the dumps, in the dumpster. Stores started closing. Everything started to happen. And they changed the policy. Part of the problem is you have to have a federal government that can enforce laws. This administration has been fundamentally derelict in not funding any of the requirements that are needed to even enforce the existing law.
So, Senator Biden, yes or no, would you allow the cities to ignore the federal law?
No.
Okay.
Wow.
That's very Republican.
Hey, Joe Biden, you racist.
MAGA Biden. Yeah.
No, so, Obama was the deporter in chief. Right? That's the whole, that's the joke about
it. You are correct. He had, from 2009 to 2017, 3.2 million deportations.
Wow.
Bill Clinton, 870,000. G.W. Bush, from 01 to 09, 2 million. And Donald Trump, despite the strong focus, around a million.
Wow.
Trump's a pushover.
3.2 million for Barack Obama.
For Barry.
Don't you remember that at the time? We talked about all that. I mean, he had, you know, Obama at one point, first of all, with the immigration issue and the deportations, but then also remember the drones. I mean, he was a bad A with those drones flying over the Middle East and taking people out, and nobody talks about it.
I mean, it's just, if you listen to Trump and then you listen to those clips, Trump doesn't sound any different than a mid-2000s Democrat.
Well, let's play a little montage of Democrats, the mid-2000s Democrats, all saying...
By the way, the last few good years I had was in the mid-2000s. It's been downhill ever since.
Roll it.
Pour into the United States, undetected, undocumented, unchecked, and circumventing the line of people who are waiting patiently, diligently, and lawfully to become immigrants.
I think we got to have tough conditions. Tell people to come out of the shadows. If they've committed a crime, deport them. No questions asked.
Wow, Hillary, how dare you?
If they've been working and are law-abiding, we should say, here are the conditions for you staying. You have to pay a stiff fine because you came here illegally. You have to pay back taxes. And you have to try to learn English, and you have to wait in line.
I can't say that.
I was wondering what you think about like securing the Mexican border with some of the illegal immigrants that come in. Just wondering.
Well, look, I voted numerous times when I was a senator to spend money to build a barrier to try to prevent illegal immigrants from coming in, and I do think you have to control
the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration. Which the American people overwhelmingly oppose.
Mm.
If you don't think it's illegal, you're not going to say it. I think it is illegal and wrong, and we have to change it.
We'll destroy New York City.
Who's that?
Destroy New York City.
That's Eric.
10,000 migrants a month.
There's the guy who's trying to get a
people
pardon.
People all over the globe have made their minds up that they're going to come through the southern part of the border and come into New York City.
Oh, there's Eric Adams, J.D. Vance's future vice president.
What?
It's unbelievable. He's another one. Everybody's like, he's a Republican now. No, he's not. Yeah. He's just trying to get pardoned.
Grifter.
Exactly. These people are just gross.
Boy, how about Hillary dropping the learn English?
I know.
Well, you can't say that. I mean, I get yelled at when I say that when I'm watching a golfer on Sunday and they don't speak English and I get mad. I mean, my wife's like, that's racist.
The person who's going to be the next prime minister of Canada, Pierre Poilievre.
Oh, I love this guy.
Has now weighed in on his country's issue with illegal immigration. This is what he said. Roll it.
And Israel has friends, as do the Jewish people. Friends that will stand through thick and thin, through fire and water, not equivocating, not speaking out of both sides of our mouth. We must stand with the Jewish people and the state of Israel in their effort to preserve their existence and to live a peaceful, democratic life. And that should not be taken for granted. We see on our own streets anti-Semitism guided by obscene, woke ideologies that have led to an explosion in hate crimes. Hate crimes were up over 100% in Canada before October 7th. Now they're up 251%, with Jews being the principal victims of those crimes. We must not just condemn these things, we must take action against them. We must deport from our country any temporary resident that is here on a permit or a visa that is carrying out violence or hate crimes on our soil.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There you go.
There he is. The French-Canadian Ron DeSantis. He loves to drop the woke word. He's a little late to the woke party. But, like him a lot, I think Canada's going to be in great shape. And I think, Dawn, you might have said this when we were talking about the college protests. If you were here temporarily on a visa and you are spewing hate, you should be sent out of the school and back to your country.
100%.
Yep.
That should be... Isn't that a no-brainer?
I think it is.
And especially with anti-Semitic behavior and bullying Jewish students who, you know, BTW, they're Americans. You're not.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Yep.
Vivek, rhymes with cake.
Oh, boy.
Was on Jesse Waters last night talking about leaving the Doge group.
My second favorite thing behind Tom Homan is disintegrated before our very eyes, at least 50% of it.
He wants to know, Jesse Waters wants to know what happened there. Why did he make this pledge and promise to do this and then be like, I'm out, yo. Roll it.
Time to bounce.
So we're hearing you're leaving Doge after like three Scaramucci's. What happened?
Well, the reality is I'm pursuing elected office very shortly. We'll have an announcement soon. But, Jesse, things are off to a great start. I think President Trump has proven, look at the actions that he took in that first week, the most pro-merit president I think we've had in a long time. And as for my vision grounded in constitutional law and the future of the country, I think it's best pursued through elected office. And I'm confident that they're going to succeed in slashing and burning that federal bureaucracy.
People are saying you didn't get along with Musk. What happened there?
Yeah, I think that's incorrect. But what I would say is we had different and complementary approaches.
Uh-oh.
I focused more on a constitutional law, legislative-based approach. I focused more on a technology approach, which is the future approach. No better person to lead that technology, digital approach than Elon Musk. But when you're talking about a constitutional revival, it's not just done through the federal government. It's done through federalism, where states also lead the way. So I'll have to be saying more on that very shortly, Jesse.
All right, so Elon didn't fire you.
We had a mutual discussion, and okay. I think that I wish him well, and we're on the same page. We're divide and conquer in saving the country. It's not a one-man show from the top down or the bottom up. It's all of the above, and that's what I'm in for.
So I actually have a lot of thoughts on this because I found this story to be fascinating. I do think multiple things on this front can be true at the same time, that they do have differing philosophies and approaches to achieve the same end goal. Elon being the tech guy, you know, Vivek, the book smart constitutional law perspective. I think that factored in. I think egos and brainiacs butting heads factors in. Also, the ability and the opportunity for him to do what he's doing in Ohio politics. But I'm going to bring up Elon Musk. I'm going to set Vivek aside to the moment. Newsweek and New Republic, two interesting stories on Elon Musk. I don't know if you saw this story. Susie Wiles basically had to tell Elon Musk that he will not have a office, so to speak, inside the White House. There's reports out there, again, take them for what they're worth, they're reports, that Elon Musk has been a little overbearing. He is not the co-president of the United States, and he's a little annoying. Elon Musk, according to Newsweek, responded to that and kind of shot it down and had fun with it. So I do get the sense that, and I know we're only in week two of 4 years, and I'm not saying there will be a falling out. I'm not saying Elon Musk will all of a sudden become a Democrat. But I think there will get to a point where Elon Musk wears out his welcome with a lot of people because he's not an elected official. I mean, Doge is not even a true federal agency, to my knowledge. It's like a vanity project. So I do think at some point the Elon Musk thing will kind of fizzle and flame out.
I think the office, we dealt with that. Trump dealt with that in the last administration because there are legal issues and technicalities and, quite frankly, jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were called out all over the place for who was in the West Wing. Remember, wasn't it Amorosa? And they just, like, took away her key card. And, that. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Because in the first administration, Trump, you know, he was still he was a private enterprise guy. And mm-hmm. so they didn't have all the rules down. But I think there are some rules involving this and who can be in the West Wing, and they have some protocols.
Yep.
As far as Vivek goes, I think that the decline happened after, remember when he put out the word about the working, the H-1B visa,
mm-hmm.
and it was all over AI and who are we going to hire and how can we hire all of the people that are needed
yep.
that are really good at, you know, technology, math and science, AIs. And so he was speaking as an advocate for people from India, because they have an amazing educational system and that's who we hire. And so he kind of put out that just kind of an angry H-1B visa tweet. And yep. I think first of all, you know, everybody has a moment, but I think the timing of it, and it received a lot of backlash from people saying, what are you talking about, Americans? And we're not lazy and we should get first crack at these jobs. I just think there were a lot of knives in his back at mm-hmm. that point. I don't necessarily think it's one Elon or whatever, but I think he probably just realized he knew all along he was going to want to run for governor.
Yeah. Yeah. So, he wants to be, I mean, he was angling probably to be the vice president for Trump leading up to Vance getting
absolutely.
The nominee. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he was, and by all accounts from all the sources, Vivek was a, you know, top three, top five guy.
Mm-hmm.
And reportedly, by the way, Trump lobbied hard with Bill DeWine in Ohio
yep.
to appoint Vivek to that Senate job.
Right.
But just as what happened with the Florida governor with DeSantis, you know, they want their own guy.
Yeah.
And DeSantis did it. Mike DeWine did it. You can understand that. But
mm-hmm.
Trump was, you know, once I think Vivek said that was, you know, by multiple reports that Trump was trying to give him what he wanted. And so I think now he'll go for the gov job.
Yep. Tasha sends a tweet in regards to the golfing comment I made with Hillary Clinton with that clip. She says the golfers don't live in the U.S. They don't speak English. Why would we expect them to assimilate to a country where they don't live in, LOL? Well, if you've been on the PGA Tour for 15 years or any professional sport, let's say you're an Asian baseball player or a Dominican baseball player, if you are living in the United States most of the year and you've been in this country making millions of dollars in an American pro sports league and you haven't learned enough English to do a post-game interview, to me, that's ridiculous. That's lazy. That's ignorant. When I took my honeymoon to Italy for 12 days, like, I felt embarrassed that I couldn't even say hello or thank you or you're welcome in Italian. I mean, you're going to make millions here and you've been here for 15 years. Stop being lazy and learn the language.
There's a new Captain America. And Nick, I know you're not a comic book guy, but they replaced Chris Evans with Anthony Mackie. And I'm bringing this up not because of I care anything about superhero movies. However, it does appear that the new Captain America might be a little woke.
Ah, jeez. This is why I'm a Batman-only guy.
Because he made this comment at, by the way, it's Captain America Brave New World. It's supposed to come out this year.
Okay.
This is Anthony Mackie. He made this comment about what Captain America represents. Roll it.
For me, Captain America represents a lot of different things, and I don't think the term, you know, America should be one of those representatives.
No. Okay. I actually like him. He was good in that Justin Timberlake movie with offshore poker and gambling. He was the federal agent in that movie. Yeah, but this reminds me of woke Snow White.
Yes,
where they're trying
exactly.
to repackage. Is this a Disney or a DC Comics movie? But either way, it's Hollywood, so
this is Marvel.
This is Marvel. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Isn't Disney
yes.
own that? Yes. So it's the same.
Yes.
So Snow White. They all. Yeah,
yes. So the title is Captain
ding,
America.
Ding, 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 ding.
But it's not about America. That would be like having a movie, a new Batman reboot called Gotham, but it's not about Gotham City. Well, what the hell is it about then? Oh, these people. Just stop. It's going to bomb. I'm telling you right now, the bomb.
But what did Snow White do? What did the new Snow White do?
What did it do number-wise?
Number-wise.
That's a good question.
This,
I don't know.
This new Captain America movie does not look like the Hulk is red. I don't know. I just don't. I'm not the biggest comic book movie guy, yeah. but I don't know. I just feel like, why are we constantly doing these movies? I guess because they make a lot of money.
I guess they do. Some are blockbuster type stuff, you know, big box office draws, but they don't move the needle for me other than the Batman series. I've never been.
You have girls too.
So. Yeah, but I've never been like Spider-Man or DC, Marvel, Wolverine, like that stuff. That's never really been my forte.
By the way, Nick, there's a lot of people on the chat calling you out for if you want people to speak the language, you should learn it.
Yeah, you should. You've lived here long enough.
You, Nick Hale, should learn to speak the language.
Certain things.
Oh, yeah, you know what? That's a good idea. It's fair.
Come on.
That's totally fair.
I throw bombs here. That's what I do. All right, let's go to Paulsboro, New Jersey, shall we?
Did you guys see this?
This is body cam footage of New Jersey Councilman Theodore Holloway.
Not good.
Cursing and yelling at a cop after he was pulled over for running a stop sign. He can be heard saying, "You actually pulled over an elected official.
Oh.
You're not pulling over a random. You're pulling over your boss.
Oh.
I am literally your boss."
He pulled the boss celebrity card. Yeah, I remember a sports radio host that did that back in the day with a cab driver over cab fare. It didn't end well.
Yeah. I just think it's significant that this happened in early January.
Yep.
And that the police find the reason everybody's talking about it, and we're talking about it now, and it's making international news, this incredible video, is I think the cops, the union is calling for him to be fired or resign. And
the officer that did the stop?
Yes, this is horrific that this council member spoke to a cop like this. And so I think nothing was happening. And, it's public domain. Let's put that video out there.
Okay. Here,
you know?
Roll it.
Oh, man, what's going on? Why are you acting this way?
All right, freeze it. First of all, I need to keep the video up there. We need the picture up there. Right there. My guy's driving a minivan.
Uh-oh.
Dawn. I mean, I get banged on for driving a truck that's a 6-cylinder and not an 8-cylinder.
He's a local councilman. He's not making, bang.
Well, he can't afford a Honda Accord from Piazza. He's rocking the minivan as a dude with a camo jacket. Double violation.
He just ran through. Was it a stop? I think it was a stop sign. Blew through a stop sign.
Okay. Well, he said he stopped allegedly as much as he could.
All right.
Oh.
Hang on. We've all done that. We've all done the rolling stop.
Well, you've been in no man's land.
And if you're listening and you say, "Oh, I've never done that," you're lying because everybody's done it.
Jolly Road. You know the road, right? Up by Greater Plymouth Community Center.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I go down Jolly Road every day.
Oh. If you slightly roll, which I've done before, they are all over that road.
Right by Mermaid Lake.
Yep. And they're going to pull you over, and I always go, "Officer, I'm so sorry."
Yep.
Like, that's my first words out of my mouth, "Officer, I'm so sorry."
I just tell my host, Kale and Company, they let me go.
Get on over to YouTube if you want to see this video, youtube.com/@1210WPHD. If not, Nick can describe it. All right, let's keep rolling.
Yep.
I want to know, what exactly are you getting behind me
stop
for?
Sign. You didn't stop at a stop sign.
I did stop, as much as I can stop.
You didn't stop at all. You rolled through that joint.
Are you serious, cuz?
I am serious.
Do whatever you got to do. What do you need?
I got you. Just let me see your license, man.
God, Jesus Christ, what do you need? Don't think I ain't going to talk to Gary about this.
What's that got to do with anything?
It's got a lot to do with it. But I'm living going home. You know me.
I got you. I'm running around here with my gun,
weed smoking. Son, I'm the one that hired you. I'm bringing you on. Yeah. Are you crazy? Yes, absolutely. On your camera, I put you on.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man.
You got the registration shirts on your man?
Jesus. Christmas.
Why are you acting like this, man? It's on your car.
I'm trying to go home, bro.
I got you. I live right there, bro.
You actually pulled over an elected official.
Uh-oh.
You're not pulling over your boss.
Uh-oh.
I'm literally your boss. Like.
The second police officer arrives.
He goes through it. I turn my lights off. Why are you pulling me? He starts yelling at me out the window.
Yeah.
Pull over right here. I said, "Don't pull over." He gets out.
I mean, technically, he broke the law.
He broke the law. He's not above the law. He probably doesn't he's not even in charge of these officers.
This guy is crazy.
What's going on?
You know who I am, right?
You know who I am.
Do I know who I am either?
I do, you want to
say. Oh, all right. Exactly. Anyway, Chief, please talk with them. Tell them to boo you and get behind elected officials.
Hey,
you should stop at the stop sign. See you go about your business. Not here, dude. I need your license, registration,
George.
What? You treat me like I'm some
mother.
So, Eric.
All right, listen, man. You don't see just one citation, all right? I cut you a break on a stop sign where your registration's expired since July of last year, all right? I can't. There's nothing I can do with that, all right? So, it's just one citation. It's not
court. And his registration expired.
Court, so, you're not guilty. I
6 months ago.
I number on the top right for you. Mm-hmm. Provide him more information.
Yeah, so Eric Adams can be raided by the feds. Donald Trump can face 34 felony charges. But the township solicitor of Bumblewatt, New Jersey is above the law? Get out of here.
Don't say that about residents of Paulsboro.
Give me a break. This guy playing the celebrity card. Does he think he's Tyreek Hill from the Dolphins on NFL Sunday? Remember that story?
Yes.
Give me a break. I would have given him double for guff.
For guff?
That's just ridiculous.
So they're calling on the... on the officer to resign?
I believe the union... No. I believe the police union has called for... initially, I think they called for an apology.
Okay.
And then they just said, this guy should resign. But that's the police union.
Gotcha.
Because the officer is just so... you know, he's really rolling with it and taking a lot of disrespect.
Yes.
And at the very least, I think that this, Theodore, come on, man, just apologize. The officer doesn't know what to do.
Yes.
So good for him. He calls the chief of the Paulsboro Police Department.
Right. Who is his boss?
And he goes, hey, chief. And then he does the right thing.
Yeah.
Tells everything, records everything.
And you know, identities matter in this world with the media and the way things are covered. These are African American police officers. So it's not even like, oh, the white cop pulled over the black. Hey, the guy with the officers are black.
That cop could not have been nicer to
them.
Yes.
True. True.
Like, he didn't. He says, "Yeah, no, but you ran a stop sign. You know, your registration's expired. Like anybody else, you broke the law. Anybody else, I would give a ticket to. I'm giving you a ticket."
Yes, I mean that's what my job is. Stop.
Ridiculous.
But it shows you how there's I mean, you mentioned ethnicity. Yeah. The officer's African American. I believe that the police chief Gary Kiley, he's a white man, right? But the ethnicity doesn't matter.
No, it shouldn't.
But to your point, this councilman, he sees blue. He sees blue. He doesn't. So he is disrespectful to the blue, to the badge.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why the union is speaking out about this, saying this is wrong.
I love how all of a sudden abiding by the law and following an officer's order became optional.
Yep. since we have so many people over here on YouTube, let me play this. I was going to play this yesterday. I teased it, but this is cut 6. So, hat tip to Stunt Brain Michael Pelka for finding this for me. He sent it to me on Sunday, and I was just I love this stuff. We need to do a parody of what Philadelphia is like in 2025. Okay. This is a Philly tourism promotional video from 1960.
Oh, I love this.
So, it's the people saying, "Hey, come to our lovely city of Philadelphia. How could we make this in 2025? That's what I'm going to challenge you guys with, how we can do this. Maybe if Newman Price is listening, get on over to YouTube if you want to see this. YouTube.com/@1210WPHD. Nick, you can describe it if for those of you who can't do that, roll it.
It has everything you're looking for, and it's easy to get to.
Wow.
Pleasant scenic driving, no traffic or congestion.
Convertible car.
On the two great turnpikes that lead into the city.
Look at the turnpike.
Look at that turnpike.
There's Lansdale. Oh, it's exit 31.
If you arrive from the east, you'll enter Philadelphia over the wide, beautiful bridge that spans the Delaware.
I love that voice.
Or if you go by train, you'll travel on wonderful streamlined accommodations right into Philadelphia's great 30th Street Station.
Look at that.
If you fly, you'll land at the new $15 million airport, a real tourist attraction in itself. The serious business of life doesn't take up all of Philadelphia's time by any means. Bobby, I'm sure you'd go for a big league baseball game at Connie Mack Stadium. And Dad can watch the horses run on one of the three nearby racetracks.
Oh, yeah. Nice necklace.
Lots of national television shows originate from Philadelphia's great TV stations.
Yeah.
Here's Bandstand. Visitors can get in on this one.
Nice
Just
dresses.
Grab a partner and join the crowd on the dance floor. But first, you better tell your friends back home.
No, they don't no fat zones.
Not a fat person to be found.
Nope.
Yes, Philadelphia is a swell place to spend your vacation. For practical reasons, too, Mom, it's a great shopping center.
Downtown?
And after shopping, you're right in the heart of the city's many hotels and restaurants. Accommodations for every kind of budget.
Suits.
You can get a delicious dinner with all the trimmings for just a few nickels and dimes.
Yeah. Just a few nickels and dimes.
Philadelphia, you know,
cup of coffee.
Was the home of the world's first automat.
Look at this. Ah, just like in the Odyssey kitchen right there.
I love this.
I
love this. I think we need to go back to the 1960s.
No vandalism, no fat people, no people disconnected and not socializing with other people. Everybody just grabbing along, grabbing a hand, swinging around. I love that voiceover guy, by the way.
Frank Rizzo.
Was that Rizzo's voice?
No.
You're a creep.
But he was the, he served as the first Philadelphia, the police department, the commissioner, right?
Yeah.
From 67 to 71.
There you go.
Was that during that video, Greg?
That is correct.
That
That's
Rizzo?
The 60s.
Yeah. There you go.
The 1960s. It's just, so what would a 2025 Philadelphia tourism video sound like?
It would sound and look just like the clip we played at 6:05 in the news with somebody trying to run over an Eagles. Can we actually play them side by side in like 10-second little snippets?
Phil, I just sent you a video if you
the
can grab it.
The de-evolution of human society.
Yeah.
It's amazing. We have more medicine, more technology, more resources, more money, and we're like cavemen. Yet back in the day when you were supposed to be a caveman, you had grace, you had decorum, you had civility, you had respect. Yes, sir. No, sir. Thank you, ma'am. You're welcome.
Philadelphia, actually, from that tour, and now, granted, it's a tourism video, I understand, but it actually looked like a lovely place then, didn't it?
I think that was Jimmy Kelly on the sidewalk running around as a little kid.
Philadelphia is a beautiful city,
nah.
And that's what's so sad about, you know, the crime, and, I mean, you drive around this, we are a beautiful city, and it pains me that we have this, you know, bad image, A, and the crime to go along with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing. I guess we don't have that.
We don't have the video?
No. We do.
I
see Phil working on it.
Phil's
this
working
is
on
this
it?
Is the this is what 2025 Philadelphia would look like. Hang on here. I can see him working it.
It's in the hopper. He's drug it over with the mouse.
He's working as fast as he can.
Oh yeah, I know.
I just sent it to him.
Button. He's like Aaron Glenn with a Jets interview. Taking his time, doing his thing back there.
There we go.
I'll be ready to yell at
this
me.
This is the tourism video for Philadelphia. It's 2025.
Look at this guy.
Cover your eyes.
There's Kensington.
Oh, my God.
There it is.
It's a chiropractic nightmare. All these backs. All the bad backs and necks. Everybody's hunched over. Not a straight spine to be seen.
You know what we should do? Phil, start the video.
Look at this guy in the lawn chair.
Start the video over again. Hang on. I want to do something. Start the video over again.
You're going to play the music, aren't you?
I'm going to play the voiceover. Hang on. All right, ready?
This is going to be hilarious.
Pleasant scenic driving, no traffic or congestion on the two great turnpikes that lead into the city. If you arrive from the east, you'll enter Philadelphia over the wide, beautiful bridge that spans the Delaware. Or if you go by train, you'll travel on wonderful streamlined accommodations right into Philadelphia's great 30th Street Station. If you fly, you'll land at the new $15 million airport, a real tourist attraction in itself. The serious business of life doesn't take up all of Philadelphia's time.
There's an A.J. Brown jersey.
Bobby, I'm sure you'd go for a big league baseball game at Connie Mack Stadium.
There you go. Okay. You understand.
You imagine in 2025 rolling through Kensington, you roll the window down and say, hey, which way to Connie Mack Stadium?
This is Cut 23 here, Phil. These TikTokers are losing their minds because you can't get the X marker on your passport anymore. You know the X marker? You know, where it's a male, female, X.
Oh, we're back to two genders?
Yeah. Well, look at this video, by the way, of this person freaking out here. Roll it.
Hey, y'all. It's me again. I can't get a passport right now. And little fun fact for you, in case you didn't know.
Nice choker.
for people with gender markers that do not match their appearance, or the gender marker X that are trying to go through United States borders right now, they're being stopped and they're being detained. Can you guys do me a favor and research this funny little thing called V-coding?
Yeah, what am I, your producer?
Y'all, I don't know what I'm gonna do. And I gotta go to work like nothing's happening right now.
Well, dental work, maybe?
This person's gonna start... Oh, my Lord. Mm. It's like the Joker.
Is that the Kensington Carrot Top?
This person should be on a watch list, in my opinion.
This is sad.
We're watching a mental breakdown.
Mm. Boy, that Nick Cale, what a radical he was by saying that these people have mental health issues.
I have so much more that I think we should get it to on the other side.
Yeah.
We have Fetterman versus The View. Trump spoke yesterday to... Where was he? He was at the...
Fetterman on The View?
No. Trump spoke yesterday. Do we know where he was when he spoke?
He's gone to Carolina, California.
I thought he was... Well, he was at one point. He was in Florida.
Yeah.
He was in Miami, right? No, he was in... But he was in Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah,
right?
He was West getting Palm? Ripped. Some left wing social media influencer yesterday was criticizing because he was playing a round of golf.
And by the way, AOC confirms to Jon Stewart that in fact there are a bunch of insider trading crooks in Congress.
I've got some figures to back it up, allegedly.
So why don't we do that on the other side?
Yeah, that's cool. And I'm going to use the little boys' room, and this time I'll go sink. All right, no sanitizer. Yeah, sink.
Other people have to use that studio.
Not really.
One other person.
Wash your hands.
Dom.
Rich ain't coming in ever again. It's over. I'll go use the sink and we'll reconvene. And if Phil wants to confirm my sink usage, maybe we'll do that as well. Stay right there. It's Kale and Company.
Well, you know by now my love for What a Crock meals, whatacrock.com. They are so delicious and really do take the stress off of cooking, meal planning, thinking about what's for dinner. What a Crock has tons of meals that do not require a slow cooker too. So you can boil the meals in a bag, cook them in your Instant Pot or right there on your stovetop. No prep, no mess, zero stress needed to cook What a Crock's meals. Everything comes prepackaged and it's good to go. It's ready to cook. I did this yesterday because I just forgot in the morning. I was running around. And so I was like, they're like, what's for dinner? I'm like, ugh. So pull out the bag out of the freezer, boil the bag. And that's the thing. Everything is still a clean. It's easy to clean up. And I love that too. What a Crock meals. They make an excellent gift for anybody who can use help in the kitchen or an easy meal. People recovering from surgery or illness, new parents, college students, or maybe as a sorry for your loss. Be sure to try meals from their new winter seasonal meal, like the classic homemade chili. That's what we had last night. It was delicious. Creamy Swedish meatballs, hearty beef burgundy, and cheesy broccoli cheddar ale soup. All delicious and all, well, I could lie and say it's homemade. It is homemade, just not by me. Thanks to whatacrock.com. Use promo code WPHT. Get $10 off your order. whatacrock.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.